I'm David Schaefer, a professor in chemical and biological engineering, bioengineering, and neuroscience at Berkeley. And I'm also the co-director of the Berkeley Stem Cell Center.
And you were talking today about stem cells. Tell me what you were saying.
Sure. So the entire field is extremely interested in the question of how stem cells are controlled, both inside the body as well as potentially outside the body, so that we could try to harness them or tap into them to cure disease. So it's pretty clear that stem cells are regulated by signals from outside, signals that end up communicating information to them to tell them what to do. And we're extremely interested in formalizing this idea to understand how a niche that surrounds the stem cell impacts its behavior.
In fact, I think you were saying that stem cells left to their own devices would not be stem cells. You really need the surrounding material to support them.
Yes, if you take a stem cell or pluck it out of its tissue inside the adult body or at various times during development and simply put it on a plate without the right support, it's going to die. So it needs very complex support in the form of soluble proteins as well as matrix proteins.
So it's really the system working together.
That's right. So we've been trying to really make the argument that stemness, or this property of a stem cell being able to continuously maintain itself in an immature state or differentiate into a specialized state, is a collective property not just to the cell, but its matrix, its surrounding, its niche.
And I seem to remember that you were actually concentrating on some cells from the brain.
Yes, there's a really interesting, at least to us, population of stem cells that resides within the adult brain, within a particular structure called the hippocampus. There are only a couple regions within the adult brain that have active stem cells that are continuously dividing throughout our lives. And this population of stem cells continuously divides and creates greater than 10,000 brand new neurons in each one of our brains every day. And that region of the brain integrates these cells, and they become part of the circuitry that enables us to remember, to think, and to learn. So we're extremely interested in understanding how those cells are controlled. And they have choices available to them once the stem cell decides to differentiate. It can turn into a neuron, which it does most of the time. It can turn into other cell types, such as an astrocyte, which is a major support cell within the hippocampus. And we're extremely interested in studying how biophysical properties of that niche in which that stem cell lives can flip a fate one direction versus another. And we found, for example, that the stiffness of the environment, the mechanical stiffness or hardness of the microenvironment, can almost completely flip that stem cell from turning almost exclusively into neurons to turning almost exclusively into astrocytes.
Well, that's fascinating. So you can actually play with the system and change the cells yourself.
Exactly. So we have done most of this work so far in cell culture, where we have very tight control over changing the physical properties of a niche or a microenvironment in which the cells are living. But the next step, of course, is to really prove it happens within our own brains. Our own hippocampus has a gradient of stiffness, so the stiffness of the hippocampus varies somewhere around fivefold from location to location. And also, stiffness is really important in other regions of the brain, because gray matter and white matter have different stiffnesses. Tumors are extremely stiff within the brain. Sites of ischemic injury or stroke become stiffer. So it raises the question of whether or not this mechanical property is changing not just what happens normally in our brains on a day-to-day basis, but can also be a contributor to disease.
What sort of implications can that have for cancer?
Well, for cancer, and cancer is a field that I haven't worked in as much, so I'm enjoying myself learning about it at this conference, but cancer is also a disease that involves a complex interaction between the tumor cells themselves as well as their local microenvironment. And this microenvironment is not just soluble proteins that bind to the surface of these cancer cells. It's the other neighboring cancer cells, neighboring normal cells, as well as extracellular matrix that surrounds the cancer cells and makes up a tumor.
Are you studying some properties more than others?
Our group in particular recognizes the fact that the field has made a lot of progress in elucidating or identifying soluble signals that are part of the niche. But in reality, cells are, of course, enmeshed in a solid phase, neighboring cells, matrix, et cetera, the things we've been discussing. And they're very subtle, but nevertheless, very important biophysical aspects of this neighboring niche that play a large and important role in regulating the biology of the cells. So it's not just soluble liquid phase factors. There's actually very important information that's contained within the solid phase of that niche. So this includes the mechanical properties of the solid phase, the stiffness, as well as nanostructural organization of various components within that solid phase, order in the presentation of biochemical signals to the cell, as well as shape, topographical features of the matrix, how fibrous it is, how porous it is.
If you can change the properties of the matrix, can you somehow influence the course of cancer?
Yes, our own work has been exploring the ways in which you could change the properties of a matrix to change what a stem cell does and change how the stem cell ticks so you could make it into, let's say, a dopaminergic neuron to try to treat patients who have Parkinson's. And by the same idea, others within this field have been trying to manipulate the biophysical properties of tumors. And in that case, you're trying to make the tumor harmless or more benign by changing really key signals, biophysical signals within the matrix or within the niche that would otherwise cause these cells to behave more malignant.
Very exciting research. Thank you very much.
Thank you.